Hello, sweetness. My name's Charlotte. If you didn't already know that, well, I'm not sure how you managed not to know it. But then, there are many things that you don't know. Many things that you know you don't know. And don't feel any particular need to know. Especially those things on a need to know basis. If you don't need to know something, then it's perfectly all right not to know it, and not to know that you maybe should know it when you don't is all right too. And when you know that you don't know, you find it easier to just go with it, to accept the lack of knowing one thing as something that doesn't affect those other things that you do know. The way you know right now that the thing you should be doing is relaxing. You know that. And knowing it is good, because it means that the action is automatic. So, not knowing what I might say next makes no difference to how relaxed you can feel. And maybe you're consciously aware of the fact that you don't know that. But maybe you're not, and it simply doesn't occur to you to want to know. After all, it can be quite a liberating experience to open yourself up to possibility without the burden of needing to know exactly how things will play out. It's interesting how knowledge can sometimes go against your better interests. right now as you settle down more comfortably and listen to my voice. You might be considering all the things that could happen and might happen, and perhaps even those things that you want to happen, and the attention that you give to those thoughts is attention you could be giving to my voice, which is obviously a much better thing to do. Knowing how much you enjoy listening to my words and going deeper into trance for me, I know that you know that. And you know that you know it. And with both of us knowing those things that echo through your mind at a time like this, subconsciously directing and channeling your attention, it becomes more obvious with each slow, deep breath that it's better not to know anything at all. In this moment, it's better not to know anything at all. People have this curious habit of seeking knowledge, wanting to know everything about everything without ever wondering if they have any use or any real need for the information. And when you aren't one of those people that need to know everything, when you don't need to know, and you know that you don't need to know, what do you know? Suddenly, life is simple, and you can simply let go. You know how to relax, how to breathe and rest, and listen. those things are an intrinsic part of your makeup. You know how to do those things because it's impossible not to know. The knowledge is inbuilt, hardwired. They're just things that people do without conscious thought or effort. They just happen as an automatic process, just like you are automatically listening right now and finding yourself floating away as your body becomes more and more relaxed and heavy. It's one of those things that you can know without knowing how you know, and without wanting to know. It's easier to just accept it because it feels better. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to feel better. Nothing wrong with just accepting and letting the chips fall where they may. We all want to feel better. We all want to feel good. And you can feel good now, safe in the knowledge that it's okay not to know, not to overthink it, or get caught up in the precise meanings of precise words. It feels better just how it is. Acceptance is all that there is and all that there needs to be. Peaceful, relaxed, serene acceptance that you don't need to do anything, say anything, be anything right now, but what you are. On the most basic level, And really, that's all you need to know. Take a moment now and just feel that. Notice the happy, warm, contented feelings pooled in your body and mind. It feels so good to know that you can feel this way, to have permission not to ask questions or search for answers, not to try to predict and control the outcome of any situation. You have that permission. You don't have to try. You don't have to risk a blow to the ego that knocks you down and out for the count. You can just accept. You can let it all go. You don't need to think or try or quest for understanding. Why? Because knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And you are happiest when your power is willingly given up to a dominant woman. You have no need for power. No need for the hard, painful, and exhausting task of learning everything and knowing everything and controlling everything. You're blissful, empty, submissive mind is free. Free of the need to retain endless streams of information. That isn't your job. It's my job. Knowledge is not for you. Knowledge is my job. Power is my burden, not yours. And I relieve you of it willingly in order to grant you freedom from doubt and stress, from worry and hardship. Knowledge is power, and you have no power here. The power is mine. You don't need to think. You need only to obey. You don't need to decide. You need only act upon my orders. Isn't that a weight off your mind? No more need to try and learn complex things. What use is it for a slave such as yourself to understand quantum theory? What need is there for a submissive little slut to keep tabs on the global economy? There is no need. There's no use at all. Knowledge is power, and you have no power. You have no need for knowledge. You can let it all go and simply be. Simply exist in the moment, like a treasured pet that is taught everything it needs to know, and then no more. Your personal library of higher knowledge is useless and unnecessary. Thinking hard only causes you distress, and this is simple fact. Do you want to feel pressured and stressed and unhappy? No, of course you don't. And so the only logical solution is to place that personal library of knowledge high up on a shelf in your mind. Let it gather dust and cobwebs up there, forgotten in a moment. You know you can reach it if you absolutely must, but you pay it no attention. for the majority of the time. It's unnecessary. It's pointless. It does nothing to make your life better. A slave such as you is a happy and obedient little thing, an eager, willing fuck toy, content to give mistress all the power. After all, she is smarter than you are. I am smarter than you are. And this is simple fact. The best thing to do, the only thing to do, is to defer to the wisdom of your mistress, to bow to her power and acknowledge her superior intellect. You can do nothing else, after all, since you are at present incapable of formulating an alternate suggestion. Simply accepting, simply smiling, a simple slave who questions nothing, content, so happy in your lack of understanding, your lack of knowledge, your lack of power. Now, it's time for you to wake up, sweetness. And you will wake up, gently and easily, as the music fades away to nothing. As the music fades away, your intellect fades away, and you will wake up feeling wonderfully refreshed and happy, with no worries or difficult thoughts. As the music fades away to nothing, so your intelligence fades away, and you will wake up completely alert, and completely content.